Bombers by four. Stringer, they're going to get the clearance. Stringer won it from the palm down. Just dumps it as far as he possibly can.
That's a goal.
Rolling, rolling. It's a goal. It's all over.
Last time we spoke to Jakey Stringer, I think it was pre-season, and he asked how he's going, and he said, "I'm borderline flying." It became one of the catch cries of the year. Essendon supporters have put borderline flying now with the news that he signed on for another 3 years, and he's been good enough to join us. Jakey, well done.
Thank you. Yes, very excited to be here for another 3 years.
Gee, I mean, was it a tense negotiation, or did it all roll along smoothly?
Nah, it was pretty smooth, mate. I wasn't too keen on going anywhere else, that's for sure.
You got the bag? That's all we need to know about this, Jake. Did you get the bag?
It's filled up enough to keep me happy.
Well, you deserve it too, because you've played so well this year. Did you feel like there was any pressure on you as an individual to perform at the highest level so that you could get this contract extension? Do you think like that or not?
To be honest, not really. I didn't really think about it too much. I was just... you know, really energised by the young group that we have, and obviously playing a bit of a different role too. It's keeping me on my toes, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning each week and loving every bit of it.
That role really suits you. Is that something that you went to Ben Rutten about, or did they come back to you and say, look, you know, given, you know, we've lost a couple of midfielders or whatever, this is the role that we would like you to play?
Mate, to be honest, it happened in the hub last year. We were having a couple of beers, and Blake Carosella challenged me to have a big pre-season, and he said you should be having a run around in the midfield. So I sort of took it from there, and I was like, all right, well, in my own hands, if I want to play a bit of midfield time, I've got to get to work. So I had a massive pre-season. I employed a fella called Jack Kelly from Ballarat, who wrote me out a running program, and I did that for 12 weeks. And, yeah, I'm obviously getting the rewards now of doing a big pre-season, and the rest is sort of history from there.
Hey, Jake, some people will listen to this and say, well, why didn't you do a big pre-season before? So why is it that the penny dropped around that at that time last year, at the end of last season or whenever it was?
It was just more that I never really thought about playing as a mid. I was happy playing forward, and, you know, would have been nice to not play as a key forward over the sort of the last couple of years at Essendon, but obviously different situations that ended up sort of happening. And it wasn't until Blake sort of said to me, if I can get myself in good shape, I'll get a run through there. So that's sort of when I was like, all right, well, you need to be a bit more aerobic than powerful as a mid. So that's what I went to work on.
I think, Jakey, too, I mean, we underestimate the maturity process of all footballers, and you gather more information, you learn from, you know, those that are around you, and you observe and watch, and then you put some things into place yourself. So would you say that your preparation now and your recovery and all those little things that I certainly didn't do when I was in the first playing for the first 4 or 5 years of my career, are they all the things in the boxes that you're ticking now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you get older, you learn more and more, and that's probably been the biggest thing for me, is, you know, little things that you can do that you can go from running out at 75% to 85% from doing not much, but little things like having a stretch and really getting into the water and things like that. They're things that I sort of realised are really helpful for me, and try to do week to week.
Hey, Jake, I've heard how invested you are from people at Essendon, and how much you associate yourself with the younger players and how you help them and that type of thing. What is it that you're enjoying a lot about at the moment at Essendon?
It's just the younger group. I obviously want the club to get back to the glory days and have success. And you know, I'm a big part of driving that. Hopefully for the next 3 years we can get ourselves in positions and that we're, you know, challenging the top teams. And at the minute, we're doing an okay job. But we know there's a lot of work to be done, because we still can't get over the hump of beating those good teams just yet.
Would you say this is the first time in your career, over, you know, over, say, maybe the last 12-month period, that you've actually felt like a leader at a football club?
Yeah, I'd probably say so. I don't sort of, you know, call myself a leader or anything like that. I just like to lead by example, and you know, I'm not interested in doing the leadership stuff or anything like that. I'm just happy being me, and you know, I'm just trying to get the best out of these young kids, and hopefully they can learn some things off me and over my time and my career that I can pass on to them, that they don't make the same mistake I did.
That's refreshingly honest, just hearing what you had to say then about the fact that you don't really want to be a leader, but you're happy to go about performing and leading in your own way within the football club. I mean,
not everyone has to be the leader, do they?
No, and a lot of people may think that, but they never say it publicly.
Yeah, that's me. yeah, there's you know, it doesn't interest me being in the leadership group or doing anything like that. I'm just happy with where I'm at the footy club, and they know that I'm invested, and I'll do anything to help any of the boys if they need it.
No, really well said. I think that's great. It's not a cookie cutter industry that we're in, and there are some that are born and aspire to be that sort of person, and others that can do that through their actions, and that's what you're saying. I think it's great. What about, so you've committed to a 3-year contract, enough in there to keep you happy, you said. Do you go and spoil yourself? Is there something you go out and just maybe think, I've had my eye on that something, or do you just tuck it away?
Nah, I'll be tucking it away, I think.
A little bit of ink, maybe another tap?
No, I've got to finish a couple off, but nothing that anyone can see, which is nice.
Hey, it's great news. We're thrilled for you, Tim. As an Essendon man, I know you're really excited when the news came through.
Oh, no, Jake has been an unbelievable player, particularly this season. He's been outstanding. Hey, I just want to ask you a question about Sam Draper and his centre bounce work. Are you surprised by how quickly he's come on, Jake?
No, I'm not surprised. He works extremely hard. He had a massive pre-season. I was shattered for him when he went down with his syndesmosis, but he's come back really in really good shape, and you know, he's a pleasure to go to centre bounces and get a couple of beautiful taps off him, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Makes my life easier.
Yeah, well, it's a nightmare for opposition clubs. We're getting a lot of messages from Essendon fans that are really excited that you've committed for another 3 years, Jakey. So well done, and good luck. Finals hopes are still there, ever so slim, but they're there. So good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you. Right, Jake.
Jakey Stringer. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed that chat.
I did too.
I like it when people just are honest. They don't toe the line. They don't give you the cliche. Now, oh, yeah, I'm a leader. Oh, well, you know, if I get in the leadership group, I'd love that. He goes, no. Not interested.
Your point is right, though. This is not a cookie-cutter league.
No, of course it's not.
Like, they're all different. They're all individuals. Some want to be leaders, some don't. And just because you don't want to be a leader in name, you talk to Essendon people. They say that he's been absolutely brilliant with the young players there at the football club and totally and utterly invested in the football team.
It's a good question because this is – and I don't know Stephen Cornelio very well, right? In fact, I don't know him at all. Met him a couple of times, spoke to him a couple of times, but wouldn't profess to know him. That's what he would need to be addressing, I reckon. We got Toby Green that does look natural and ready to roll. You got him who's always aspired to be there and made no bones about that. Now has had that experience, and look, I'm sure he would if he turned. And I'm not saying this is the case, but if he looked at it and said that's not for me, he doesn't lose any fans. You know, the captaincy I thought was me. I got there. Would you think less of him if he turned around and said it's not what I need to do or what I want to be doing?
No, I wouldn't. And if you talk to GWS people, they love him as a teammate.
I understand that, but
they do love him as a teammate, so there wouldn't be anybody there that would think less of him for that.
Hey, Bomber fans, Jakey's re-signed the big package. It's not too late to sign up as a member. 2021 member, show your support for the Bombers. You can purchase a membership today. I think it's a contribution. EFC going to buy a membership today.
I thought that too when you asked that question. Slim finals hope. They're in the eight at the moment, Gary.
Oh, yes. Well,
slim finals hopes. Just expand on that if you don't mind, please.
I apologise.
For Jeremy of Gympie. It's Gympie or Gympie? Gympie, I think.
Gympie. I apologise, Jezza. I haven't looked at the ladder. Visit esc.com.au to join. I haven't. To join the morning.
No, I believe you.